That's Wanda Jackson singing her 1960 hit, Let's Have a Party. You may have heard the song by Elvis or Led Zeppelin, but you probably haven't heard of the person who wrote it, Jessie Mae Robinson. Born in Texas in 1918, raised in California, Robinson's songs have been recorded by hundreds of artists, from Louis Jordan to Lana Del Rey. Music critic Meredith Oakes tells her story as part of our series, The Women Behind the Songs.
Whether she was composing party songs or heartbreak songs, Jessie Mae Robinson wrote with the concise, evocative language of a journalist. And she gave her characters dignity, no matter who they were or what they were doing.
They did the boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low.
She often drew inspiration from her own life experiences. As an African-American woman working mostly on her own in the 1940s and 50s, Robinson challenged a music industry determined to pigeonhole her into writing only blues and R&B. But she loved Tin Pan Alley and show tunes, and she would not be confined by genre. In 1952, Robinson had her first pop music crossover success when Patti Page recorded her song about watching the love of your life marry someone else.
The organ was playing, my poor heart kept saying, your dreams are through.
Growing up in the Watts neighborhood of Los Angeles, Robinson found a supportive community and plenty of opportunities to explore her creative interests. She became a champion tap dancer, competing at the old Largo Theater. She earned an Actors' Equity card, performing in WPA musicals like Showboat.
I uttered a sigh, whispered goodbye.
But Robinson also had a penchant for making up melodies and writing poetry. She was encouraged to become a songwriter by neighborhood friend Joe Adams, who'd go on to manage Ray Charles, and Dootsie Williams. Williams owned a local studio where Robinson got her songwriting start. She caught a break in 1945 when a young Dinah Washington released this song. A self-taught musician, Jessie Mae Robinson wrote songs even when she had no access to an instrument. She'd hum melodies into a tape recorder and scribble lyrics on random pieces of paper. She didn't learn to drive until age 30, so early in her career, she'd take a bus to Hollywood and have her songs transcribed onto sheet music that studio musicians could read. It worked. In the early 1960s, Robinson started her own record labels. She named the first one after her daughter, June. She loved music, but was tired of dealing with the industry. She was also physically tired. Her health was in decline, and in 1966, she sought treatment for a chronic throat problem.
My mother has her troubles. My father has his too.
The doctor suggested surgery, but she said no, fearful of permanently losing her voice.
Black night is falling. Oh, I hate to be alone.
She died later that year at age 48, leaving behind a body of work that reflects who she was. Soft-spoken yet self-possessed, imaginative and ambitious, a uniquely gifted composer with an eye for detail that most people overlook, and the ability to pack so much emotion into just a few words. Generations of music fans continue to discover her songs, but I hope they discover her as well.
The other woman finds time to manicure her nails.
That's music critic Meredith Oakes on songwriter Jessie Mae Robinson. It's part of our series, The Women Behind the Songs.
And she's never seen with pin curls in her hair. The other woman.